helicopter on the roof. No, please, marksman, maintaining radio silence from now on. Mystery voices drowned out by too much choice. That's not to mention the sad waste of this wonderful invention, maintaining radio silence from now on. Libraries filled up with failed ideas. There's nothing more for me there. Gangsters and world leaders require the same protection from the tech. From a distance, it's hard to tell the difference between a king and a check and a poet and a hack. Maintaining radio silence from now on.
Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the morning.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn?
Like a snake calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I'll lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded.
CITR 101.9 FM, that's the radio station. And the show is called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. I'm your host, Matt, and every week at this time you hear wild sounds from the other side of the world. If you happen to be a Canadian listener, or sounds in your backyard if you're an Australian listener, it should be about 12 p.m. Sydney time. Or you could be listening anywhere in the world, of course, online at citr.ca. We have a website at ozstrandedradio.com, where you can find lots of podcasts of the show and little bits of information. I'll do a write-up of each show, and this week I'll be writing you a little note about the gentlemen who are setting up in the studio as we speak. That's right, we have live studio guests. I love it when this happens. I really wish I could do this every week, but it's extra special to have real musicians come in and play music right here for you, and this is going to be a treat for lovers of acoustic music. We have setting up Phil Kikuchi. He is quite an amazing solo guitarist. He's going to be doing some instrumental tracks, and also we're going to have some great songs from David Roy Parsons, a local singer-songwriter here based in Vancouver, and he's accompanied on guitar by Paul Doherty. And the reason they're in the studio is because they're playing tonight at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive. If you live in Vancouver, you can get down to the show. They're also playing with Jess Hill, and a very established female singer-songwriter. Great, great mix of artists. And you still have time to get down and see them tonight. It's only 6 o'clock. The show kicks off around 8:30. So settle in if you're getting home from work and you're thinking of what to do tonight. Well, have a listen to the next hour and a half, and that might sway your mind one certain way. I hope it does anyway. Local music is a wonderful thing. So that's Dave Parsons, also playing along with Phil Kikuchi and Jess Hill tonight at Café du Soleil. We're going to get right into this special interview and live performance right after this. Again, so you have time to decide if you'd like to get out there and see the band. So I'll see the guys play. All right, this is CITR Radio. I'll be right back with some live studio guests.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the West End at
Australian Boot Company, Banyan Books and Sound, Baru Latino Restaurante, The Bike Kitchen, Cove, Dentry's Pub, Displace Hatchery, Limelight, The Eatery, Fresh is Best Salsa, Gargoyles, Prussian Music, Rufus's Guitar Shop, and the UBC Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Okay, so here we are on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and I just love days like this. It's beautiful and sunny, and I have some excellent guests in the studio. You guys are the first live guests I've had this year. I'm talking with Dave Parsons, Phil Kikuchi, and guitarist Paul Doherty. Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks so much for coming in. So this is a special segment because tonight everyone in this room is playing on stage at Café du Soleil with Jess Hill. She's a local singer-songwriter. And Dave Parsons with his project. Paul here is accompanying him on guitar. And also playing a separate set is Phil Kikuchi. So all three of them are in the studio. And I wanted to have a chat with Phil first. So, Phil, what can you tell the listeners about yourself and your prowess on the guitar? Because I know you're quite good.
Well, I don't know. I just do it. I've been recording a record with Stephen Drake for the past few months. Putting him on board to help me focus with the music I've been doing, because I've been playing and performing and busking and playing and practicing and all that for the past so long. And I've been writing these pieces, and I wanted to find a way to focus the direction of how to, you know, itemize, I guess, so to speak, my work. So I got Stephen Drake on board to help me focus, and it's been really a great experience. It's like a psychologist on the project, really, isn't it, more than anything, helping you stay focused and but not, you know, get in the way of yourself.
What's Steve's background as a producer?
He mixed Trouble at the Hen House. He did and some 5440 album. Trusted by Millions. He did a bunch of like 90s stuff. I grew up listening to him, kind of, you know, as a growing up watching much music. All this stuff that was fed me. Some of his songs were immemorable, you know, like the Kids in the Hall stuff. But anyways, he helped me decide to make this album of just guitar music, of the stuff that I've been writing with just guitar, and just, you know, something to help people relax. You know, even if you come home at 3 a.m. from the bar and you want something to chill out on with your friends, just put the album on and just, you know, you'll pass out and wake up feeling better, hopefully.
Or three in the morning getting home from work, which is what I do.
Yeah,
so,
whatever.
I'll be looking for your CD for sure.
Or in the morning having coffee, you know.
Yeah.
I just want to, you know, make people feel nice and have a nice guitar to listen to. Sometimes it, you know, music can get over cluttered with lots of things. And I don't know. It just, the easiest thing to do, I guess, was just play guitar. Called Conversations Passion. And I was thinking about changing the name to Digga Digga Gad because of the tuning. Digga Digga Gad. I thought that sounded cooler. And since I'm recording the record, put on the, think of names for all these pieces.
We're talking with Phil Kikuchi. He's playing tonight, Café du Soleil. Phil Kikuchi playing tonight at Café du Soleil, a song called Conversations Passions. Phil, have you always been a solo artist, or how has your musical journey progressed?
I've been in bands, different groups of people, and it's been very different than what I thought it was going to be like, you know. Everybody has different personalities, and it's hard to sometimes get the right people to work with, and as a guitar player, you got to find the right talent to put your, dig your heels into. You know, if you're going to be a side guy, because you don't want to waste your time with flopping around a little bit. So it's hard to focus and find the right talent to work as well as doing your own thing and find your own creative voice. Just a lot of just playing and listening to different kinds of music, good music, you know. I just really like songs, good songs. I write this kind of music because it's what comes natural, but I really just like a good song, like a good Stone song or something. It really comes down to the heart and soul, but I just have this weird idea of this music, but I just love great great songs that comes down to it.
I just noticed on your thumb there, I'm just starting to learn guitar at the moment in the last few months, finger picking, and I'm on that steep uphill climb, and I noticed your little thumb pick. Was that is that something you used straight away, like, or did you like, what are the advantages of a thumb clip? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, well, it's a weird thing, because I actually teach guitar, and the thumb pick I came across when I was about 24. I started when I was 10, so 24. I've been trying finger picking and stuff, and you know, just learning basic stuff and Stairway to Heavens and cavatine and stuff, and just playing finger styles. But then some players were playing steel string with a thumb pick. I liked the idea of the attack and control. I'm able to close my hand and go to a pick if I want. So I took some. I went and took some good lessons with the guy, and he helped me focus on playing with my right hand. And I took a couple lessons with Don Ross to see if I was doing the right things. Eventually, after a couple years of that, and just keep working and trying to separate the thumb and the fingers. And get a good swing. Sometimes it's hard to swing.
Phil Kikuchi live in the CITR studios.
My most famous song, the tuning song. This was just a simple Daggetty, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Another fabulous instrumental from a live studio guest here on the show, Phil Kikuchi, local guitarist, instrumentalist, and music teacher too, I believe. Yeah. Oh, great. I found that quite gratifying, like the first start of that at least, because with my own learning the guitar, the first real song I've tried to learn finger picking is Dear Prudence mm-hmm. by the Beatles. And the first few bars, I was like, oh, that's sort of like what I'm doing. It's very gratifying to see. But then you shot off into the stratosphere, which is like
thanks.
Beyond my capability. But anyway, it's really cool to be able to see the bare bones of a song starting. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Phil, is there information people can find about you online or any recordings?
PhilKikuchi.com is a website. It's kind of in construction. It looks pretty undone, but it's there. PhilKikuchi.com.
And that's K-I-K-U-C-H-I.
U-C-H-I, yeah. Yep. There's some YouTube buttons where you can poke on Facebook and stuff. I'm on, there's some good stuff with me online, some bad stuff. It's like a, but anyways, you can find me online.
Yep, sure. Oh, yeah, and a reminder for folks, so Phil is playing tonight at Café du Soleil. On Commercial Drive. What time's the show kicking off?
Doors open at 8. People come in at 8 to settle in. It starts, I guess, start at what?
Probably 8:30.
8:30-ish, 9-ish,
Yeah.
8:30 is. People come, sit, don't leave till the end of the show, please.
Yeah.
Stay for the whole show. Don't leave after your friends played. Stay for the whole show.
Yeah.
Experience everybody in the whole evening.
Because you have, extraordinary. We have Jess Hill as well.
Jess Hill is an amazing songwriter.
Yep. And Dave Parsons, who we're going to speak to next.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Phil.
No problem.
That
thank
was
you.
Great. And listeners, you have time. This is perfect timing because you might be kicking back on your Friday night, especially if you went within walking distance of Commercial Drive. You have little excuse not to wander down, I think, and hear these tunes live. So we'll be right back with a chat with Dave Parsons. He is another performer tonight at Café du Soleil.
Making a great cup of coffee and doing good is at the heart of everything Ethical Bean Coffee does. With just one click, you can let Canada know who your favorite fair trade coffee is. Vote for Ethical Bean Coffee at fairtrade.ca/karma. Don't wait, voting ends on May 25th.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes.
All right, so we're back here on CITR Radio. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And we've been listening to, firstly, Phil Kikuchi. He is playing tonight at Café du Soleil. Wonderful, intricate acoustic guitar work, finger-picking. Now it's time to chat with Dave Parsons. He's a singer-songwriter, Vancouverite, and a very interesting chap, wonderful storyteller. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Thanks again for coming in. This is live in the CITR studios. And Dave is joined by Paul Doherty on guitar accompaniment. Hello, Paul.
Hello.
Thanks for coming. And hope you guys are enjoying your fruit there. We had these lychees show up. Long story, but the whole bunch of lychees showed up
the
studio.
More of them.
I'm enjoying them, yeah.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
Seen those since I was in Central America.
Yeah.
15 years ago.
Yeah, I haven't seen them since I lived in Australia. Like, these must be imported from somewhere.
In Japan, they have fruits like this where you have these big grapes. You take them the outside off and eat the inside, and it's like this.
Huh.
Big, juicy.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. So you're a singer-songwriter, and you grew up in Ottawa, which for Australian listeners is the capital city of Canada.
Yep.
It's not Toronto. It's just like people think Sydney's the capital of Australia, but it's not. It's Canberra. I grew up in Canberra, the capital city of Australia. So
okay.
I can imagine somewhat what your life was like growing up, because I grew up, I worked in the government. I know your parents worked in the government in policy, or at least your mother did. Is that right?
She worked for Canada Post. And then, yeah, she did some different government ministries, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was it like for you growing up in Ottawa?
It's a nice city. Let's see. Yeah, I went to school downtown, and it's a nice place, and yeah, it was a very nice city. It sort of reminds me of a really cold Austin, except, well, it doesn't have, like, the huge music scene either, but for me, it had a good music scene.
That's, I was curious about that. I know nothing at all about the musical heritage of Ottawa. Off the top of your head, can you name any bands or artists or, you know, people who influenced you growing up or people you saw?
Faraway Street, they were like, I guess they lasted, well, they may still be together, actually. They probably are. But in some formation. But anyway, I used to hang out with those guys a lot. Hear their music a lot. They were mostly the Crosby, Stills, and Nash cover band. But they did other stuff too, and wrote. They were all songwriters as well, and I learned a lot hanging out with those guys.
Huh.
Yeah.
What years are we talking here? Like before you moved to Vancouver?
Well, for me, that would have been. I think that. That band would have different eras, but for me, it would have been late end of the 80s to the mid 90s, maybe,
yeah,
early 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you made your way to Vancouver. I guess let's get into a song, and we'll come back and have a chat a bit more about your story. But so I want to let listeners know exactly what we're talking about here. This is Dave Parsons.
All right. Get nervous in the freezing rain. Nefarious switching to the next lane. I get nauseous and my heart stops when I realize I've pulled in front of the cops. Man in the rearview's got questions. I get nervous for the interview. I get nervous before the interview. I get nervous about traffic going by. Self-conscious about being held behind. Your service won't be there on time. Answering the one boss on the other's dime. Forgetting all I knew when presenting to you. I get nervous before the interview. I get nervous before the I get nervous coming home to you. So cautious with explaining to do. A simple song might heal the nerves. I hope this one might end the jitters. Cursing at the front door before walking through. I get nervous coming home to you. I get nervous before the interview.
For the past 7 years, Sled Island has delivered a hot, fresh, and saucy music and arts festival in Calgary, Alberta. In 2013, it's saucier than ever. From June 19th to 22nd, independent musical acts, visual artists, filmmakers, and comedians, including the CITR Showcase featuring White Lung, will frolic your amusement at over 30 venues. For more information on schedules, venues, ticket purchases, and more, visit www.sledisland.com. Sled Island is proudly sponsored by CITR.
Thank you, Dave Parsons, and Paul Doherty on guitar there as well. Lovely sentiments that we all can relate to, feeling nervous before an interview. Any interview, really.
Even this one.
Well, that's right, yeah. Sure. You could have written this song 2 hours ago. Maybe you did. Who knows? Yeah. Don't tell us.
Okay.
I mean, what was it? What was it actually called?
Get Nervous.
Get Nervous, yeah. Yeah. By Dave Parsons, playing live in the CITR studio here for Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. And that's a little tidbit of what you can hear tonight. There's still time to pop on down to Café du Soleil. Also on the bill is Phil Kikuchi and Jess Hill. That was great. So let's get back to the... When did you move to Vancouver from Ottawa?
I moved here around 98, I guess. 98. Yeah. After college. And by that point, I'd written some songs and I had quite a long history of busking, but I'd never played like a real gig, you know, in a restaurant or like an establishment. Yeah, but I was very good at busking. I knew how to make a buck. Yeah.
Where did you, when you moved here, like, did you, on Granville Street, or where did you busk in the days?
I didn't do that much here, but I did a little bit on Granville Street, and a little on the drive as well, but by that point, I had a degree in youth counseling, and I was only beginning to get the idea of doing music again. I wasn't really, and I didn't really need to busk anymore so much. I thought, I liked writing songs but I got a publishing deal early on. So I thought I would just be content writing songs and, maybe somebody somewhere would pick them up. Music is such a social thing, and the more you do it, the more other people want to play with you. And it's a big, you know what I mean? So here I am. I've done lots of tours since then,
And I know that you, I guess it was due to the work that you were doing, and you started to become part of a scene sort of around the Carnegie Center downtown. Is that right? And when you got to know Joey Only, sounds like you were sort of part of a group of maybe politically oriented singer-songwriters. Is that kind of?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was living in the downtown east side. When I met Joey Only, and Joey was around the same area a lot, and I met him at my friend's birthday party, actually. My friend got him to play a set there, and then after that, he would come over. I helped him record his first album. That was done in my living room on a 4-track.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we did that we worked on that for at least a month. It was a lot of fun. Those were fun times. And we've been good friends since then, and we've done tours together, and he's played on He's played on a couple of my albums anyway. Yeah.
Oh, well, let's get back into some more music, and we'll talk about those albums and how people can find you in a tangible form. Besides tonight at the live show at Café du Soleil, what do we got coming up next?
Well, we'll do another new one. Yeah. Okay. Even on a cloudy day, I know she'll wait for me. Even on a cloudy day, cloudy day, I feel the sunshine come my way. With my Valentine rose blooms for me again. She moved apart. Now everything about her. Cloudy day, I
this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Army, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Lovely song there for... that sounds almost like a quintessentially Vancouver song, really, those lyrics. Because it's cloudy here quite frequently. Not today, though.
No, not today.
Yeah. Oh, it's, yeah, lovely. Thanks. Those are the sounds of Dave Parsons, another live song here in the studio. Dave, a special guest, along with Phil Kikuchi, who we've spoken with a little bit earlier. Both gentlemen are playing tonight at Café du Soleil, along with Jess Hill, who is a local songstress. I've seen her described as folk noir, or noir folk with touches of blues. So we'll play a Jess Hill track too before the end of the show to let you know what she's like. Thanks, Dave. So here you are in Vancouver. And I know part of your journey, and maybe this has informed some of your lyric writing or thinking, it has been your health issues that you've dealt with throughout your life, mm-hmm. Including HIV, which you happen to be... you contracted very early in your life. Yeah. Is there anything you want to speak about your experiences living with HIV?
Boy, oh boy. Geez, on a personal level, it's hard to imagine how that... I found out the news when I was 15 at a pretty different time than now concerning where that is concerned. You know, in the mid-80s, it's... there was, especially in those days, it was like the big dirty secret, right? And with possible dangerous consequences if it got out too, right? So things have changed a lot, and through the years I've done a little bit of what you might call activism, and some of it, really just community work, right? Mm. Yeah, I used to do volunteer work with Youth Co-Aid Society when I moved to Vancouver, and I wrote for their paper for a while too. Mm-hmm. Those are good memories.
Mm.
Yeah, and I was in about 5 years ago. I did a little bit of work in Africa as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I imagine some songs came from that experience, surely.
Yeah, what? At least one. We haven't played it in a while, have we? Yeah, I don't think we will today, but one that stuck for sure.
Yeah.
God, the music was great there. I watched old video footage from that trip the other day, and it's just incredible everywhere, eh? Just
More part of the social fabric than here, like you just, I would see, say, it.
Oh yeah, I think yeah.
Mm. Have you ever seen? There's a series of DVDs, like Martin Scorsese did this History of the Blues, amazing documentary. Oh man, it's so good, because he followed one, like a blues singer from Louisiana or somewhere in the South, like a young man in his 30s, and he hopped on a plane and went to Africa. He wanted to get absolute roots of everything, and that's quite something to watch, because that Africa is the roots of the blues, and hence, therefore, rock and roll. I mean, yeah, wow. And it's great to hear, your life, part of your life work has been that volunteer work, and also professionally, and dispelling myths about HIV, because I know you're talking about the 80s in Australia. I have a very vivid memory being a child and seeing scaremongering ads on TV that had the Grim Reaper, and it was literally scaring the population about HIV. Mm-hmm. Things have changed considerably because of with antiretroviral treatment, and people, like yourself, living very incredibly productive lives.
A lot of people died. It was an epidemic. Yeah. A lot of people died.
Yeah. In the 80s.
Oh, yeah. Now Dave's expecting right now.
Oh, yes. Well. That's moment, you know, that's something.
But the positive thing. Really? The
I'm having a baby in like... I can get the phone call right now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. Sometime in the next month.
So wow. That's one of the great things about HIV. I've had a friend that's had it for 25 years. He has a happy life, happy, healthy lifestyle. And it's, pretty good.
Yeah. Thanks, Dave, for your friendliness and your wonderful songs. Do you think you have time for one more before you go?
Okay, well, any requests, Paul? Or
I'll get the Paul's stuff.
Well, it's not necessarily. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we can do that. Okay, Bottle of Stars. Title track, my second album that I did in 2004. Okay. Ah. the clouds depart, revealing what we thirst.
Track called Bottle of Stars. Dave Parsons live in the CRTR studio. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, and you still have time to get down to Café du Soleil. If you live in Vancouver, tonight Dave Parsons is playing a gig with Jess Hill. Guys, thanks so much. It's been great having you. This is what makes this show just a joy to produce. And Dave, in terms of your records, easy enough for people to get a hold of?
Well, High Life Records for sure has some. You can also probably find me online. Maybe look for my music page on Facebook, David Roy Parsons. Or do have a website kind of under construction. Not sure what the options for contacting me is there, but... probably something. But yeah, always find me on Facebook, that's easy. And yeah,
excellent.
That'd be a great website name, under construction.
Yeah,
a good band name.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks very much,
under
guys.
Under destruction.
And we'll be right back. This is CRTR Radio, Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola. No marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, so now time for a couple of tracks from Jess Hill. She's also playing tonight at Café du Soleil along with Dave Roy Parsons and Phil Cacucci. Here we go, local singer-songwriter Jess Hill.
Thank you.
Run to the mountains, baby.
Okay, so the two tracks there from Jess Hill. She's also playing tonight at Café du Soleil. You heard there Capsized and It Doesn't Matter, both from the EP called Pieces. She's playing tonight with David Roy Parsons, and also on the bill is Phil Kikuchi, the two gentlemen we just heard live in the studio. Now, of course, your tastes may differ, and you might want to go see this other band. They're playing at the Railway Club tonight in Vancouver. They're from Winnipeg. They're called Flying Fox and the Hunter Gatherers. Here's a song called Boatman. You might like these guys, too. All right.
Celebrate 30 years of alternative publishing, Discorder will be hosting a birthday bash on May 31st at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring Hot Panda, Dirty Spells, Phoenix Thunderbird, and Hooves, plus a silent auction with a ton of killer prizes. For more information, go to discorder.ca.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. So the last band you heard there was called Flying Fox and the Hunter-Gatherers. They're a great band from Winnipeg, and they're playing tonight in Vancouver at the Railway Club. Okay, so let's get into some Australian music. Let's go right back into the past for some great garage rock and roll. This is a band called Asteroid B612. I've been wanting to feature them for ages. I've got a vinyl LP of theirs called Reading Between the Lines. Let's let it rip. I'm going to play for you six songs from there that should write out the song. This is rock and roll from Australia called Asteroid B612, a band who sadly are no longer with us, but a great history behind them. We don't have time to really get into the story too much today, but another time.
sunset. Since the beginning hasn't changed yet. People fly high, begin to lose sight. Can't see that clearly when you're in flight. It's high time that you find the same people that you use on your way up. You might meet up on your way on down.
Thank you.
Some rock and trucks there from Asteroid B612, a legendary Australian rock and roll band. That's from an album called Reading Between the Lines. You heard On Your Way Down, followed actually that library here, another Asteroid B612 record here in the CRTR library shop. library. So let's play some more tracks from Asteroid B612, rock and roll from Australia, band from the past. Here we go. Let's keep it going. This is CITR Radio.
Yeah! My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers.
Okay, thanks so much for listening to the show. This is Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, and of course, Parts Unknown, Chris Horrific. You know, Chris just donated a really cool old reel machine here, a tape recording machine. So three more tracks there from Asteroid B612, great rock and roll from Australia from the past. They were a band based in Sydney, I believe. Thanks so much for listening. The show blog is ausstrandedradio.com. Twitter is at ausstranded. We have African Rhythms up next. I've been Matt. I'm glad you enjoyed the show. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show. We had live music at the start. Dave Parsons was here live in the studio, and Phil Kikuchi. And you can still catch them at Café du Soleil tonight on the drive. You still have time to get down there and catch their music online. Thanks. This is CITR Radio. Bye for now.
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time.
X-Dina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy, sets you free.
Mariah! CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate.
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.